and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Guys, the divisional round last weekend, a lot of wild results. Let's talk about them.
What do you want to talk about?
Johan, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah. You want to talk about one of the bum teams that are in the championship game? Because there's a few of them.
There are.
There's three of them.
Saturday game, Vikings 49ers. San Francisco defeats Minnesota 27-10.
Kirk Cousins, man. What an idiot.
So Johan, anything about the 49ers you wanna say?
I hope the Packers beat them so I can call them frauds too late in the season for it to really matter.
Well, hang on, you said the Packers were frauds.
Yeah, I need one of those teams to lose so I can call the other frauds. But one of them will
win. Sadly, you're be wrong regardless.
Didn't I just say that? I'm gonna be wrong regardless. It's gonna suck.
Johan's great commentary.
Yes.
I vividly remember you calling the Titan bums too. I know that happened.
I did. Okay. A lot of bummy teams.
Be happy because it means you're gonna
can't blame Johan for calling the Titans bums though.
The New England Patriots are gonna be bums next year.
I'm the only bums
this year.
Yeah.
They were bums this year.
They were the real frauds, Johan.
So Kirk Cousins, 21 for 29, 172. They were 172 yards, one touchdown, one pick.
Hey, somebody quick math. Do the yards per completion for Kirk Cousins real quick. 172 divided by 21?
Did you say yards per attempt? Because it's 172
per completion. I don't give a fuck about attempts.
Okay.
Like 7?
8.19 to be exact.
8.1. Garbage. Kirk Cousins a fraud. Can we confirm this?
Can you back me up here?
He's a fraud.
I mean, he's not as much of a fraud as what he was
before. Nah, he's still a fraud.
I mean, he at least has a playoff win now.
Wow. You know who else has playoff wins? Tim Tebow.
It makes Tim Tebow less of a fraud.
Tevin Coleman back from the dead, 22 with 105 and 2 touchdowns.
I don't care.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't really pay much attention to this game.
This is the game I didn't watch.
This is the game I didn't watch just because I...
Yeah, who cares?
Even though I picked the Vikings to win, it didn't really matter. But Kevin Stefanski is now... let's see. The Vikings fired... I don't know their defensive coordinator's name, but he got fired.
Yeah.
And the offensive coordinator...
Maybe. I don't know.
No. And then the Vikings OC got hired as a head coach.
Yeah, so they're in the coordinator-looking business.
Which, I mean, can it get – to me, it's interesting that the Browns would hire the Vikings OC. Maybe they're also giving up on Baker, and they're just like, Nick Chubb, you lead us.
Or maybe they think that's what's going to help, is if Baker only has to throw the ball 20 times a game, considering he's very prone to mistakes.
So who would we take, guys, Baker or Kirk Cousins?
Baker. At least we know what Kirk Cousins is. Baker is probably better.
Baker's younger, so
if you switch Baker Mayfield and Kirk Cousins, you keep the entire Vikings roster the same. Have a more productive season.
Probably Baker, and
Had talent around him this year.
No, but I think I'd take Baker because at least he's willing to make mistakes. Kirk Cousins is very, very checkdowny.
I mean, the Vikings have a better offensive.
I don't think the Vikings make it to the playoffs with Baker Mayfield.
I don't think they made it. They shouldn't have made it with Kirk Cousins. I don't think it's fair to say that. Because Kirk Cousins had, like, a nice little stretch there where he played well. But, like, man.
And the 6 in a row 1 o'clock game.
But, I mean, like, at one point, you know, you pay your quarterback $80 million to win big games.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, at least he did good during some games. Baker Mayfield did bad.
Some, but they guaranteed. You give a quarterback $80 million to win big games, and you win one playoff game in the last 2 years. You missed the playoffs last year, and it's not like it lacks talent. You have one of the better receiving cores in the NFL. You have one of the best you have a top five running back in the NFL.
It's not like the Browns are lacking talent.
They're not, but the thing is that at least one of them is, I guess, in the second year. I'm not going to excuse Baker for what he did, but I'm also not going to excuse Kirk Cousins.
You can't act like Baker didn't have talent around him, though.
He did, but the thing is that at least, like, here's the thing, right? I wouldn't want either quarterback if it was up to me. But at least with, like, Baker, I know he's willing to – or I know that he's not as – I guess he's not as timid.
We know what Kirk Cousins can be at his best. I think Baker Mayfield has more upside.
Like, I think that maybe
– I'm not going to argue in the future, like if you, yeah, but Johan or someone brought up this season, who would you switch the players on the teams, who does better? And I think – the Vikings do not make it to the playoffs with Baker Mayfield as the quarterback.
They do.
I mean, I'm not, like I said, I don't want to excuse him, but he did have a bad O-line. That didn't help. To be fair, Deshaun Watson also has had a bad O-line for like, the past 3 years.
Oh, yeah, but we're not questioning who's better, Deshaun Watson or Baker Mayfield. That's not
that's not really the argument. But, yeah, I just think that, you know.
With... the front office hasn't helped him trading away the entire offensive line for Odell.
Yeah. He played well last. I think that at least with Baker, you know, I'll say this: you go through two different. You go through a bunch of offensive coordinator changes, or you gone through two right now, right? Maybe some system will give. But with like the Viking system, what's weird is that like halfway through last year, they gave up on Kirk Cousins. That's what's interesting to me is you pay him $80 million, you bring him in, and then you give up on your quarterback and go run heavy. And maybe that's what Mike Zimmer wants to do, or maybe he just doesn't think that he thinks that the offense is capped by Kirk Cousins.
Which he would be correct in
saying. Yeah, and, you know, for the most part, they have a defense that allows them to play that way. Other than, you know, Xavier Rhodes being burnt toast all year long. But,
garbage.
But for the most part, you know, they still have a... This is enough
Vikings talk. I don't know.
They still feel a solid defense, and it's just, I don't know, the 49ers... You got lucky that the Vikings won against the Saints, I guess. I think that would have been a much better matchup. Yeah.
All right.
Go to
the other Saturday game.
The Tennessee Titans defeated the Baltimore Ravens 28-12.
Oh my lord.
The Derrick Henry led Titans are now in the AFC Championship. Guys, what the fuck is going on?
The Ryan Tannehill breakout.
Inexplicable. The Derrick Henry breakout season.
Two for 88 yards.
Derrick Henry threw.
Ryan Tannehill is the reason Derrick Henry is doing what he's doing.
I'm not letting. No.
Why couldn't he do this the first 6 weeks?
He did this last year, the last 4 weeks, with Marcus Mariota.
Why didn't he do it the first six games?
That's true. He did do it last year.
Why didn't he do it this year?
I don't know. Ask him.
I don't know, man.
Because he had to run into 9-man boxes.
I'm not giving Tannehill the credit when you've thrown for 150 yards in two games.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Ryan. I got you. I got your back.
Derrick Henry, 30 for 195 and no touchdowns.
That's a stat line,
dude.
30 for 195.
So he's ran. I think he's the first player in NFL history to run for over 180 yards in three straight games.
Derrick Henry could end up with 600 rushing yards in the postseason.
Hey man, if you're a North Gwinnetter, never forget CJ Leggett that 2013 season when he almost ran for 1,000 yards in the playoffs.
Yeah, I remember that.
So this is it's just you can't stop him. Like, it seems like tackling Derrick Henry it's either that or...
I was going to bring this up. Us three plus the other seven people in our fantasy football league.
No, I wouldn't try.
You're lined
it.
Up one on
I'm not
ten,
trying
You're
it.
Lined up 1-on-10 against Derrick Henry in the open field. Can we tackle
I'm
him?
I'm not trying.
Can we tackle him?
I don't think
him?
So.
I honestly
we might
don't
not.
Think so.
Yeah.
Like Earl Thomas... Earl Thomas got... he was like, yeah, no, those guys are afraid to tackle him. Got turned
Dude, he got
around.
Into a lead blocker.
He got turned around, man. And it's...
turned into a lead blocker.
It's just...
he didn't know what happened.
I've seen teams establish the run in the playoffs before, but not to this level. This is like a
yeah,
whole different
insane.
Type of establishing
and
the
no
run.
One can stop it. Which,
no.
It's wild. You know it's coming, and you still can't stop it.
And...
no, it's the kind of thing, like, this. It's a 9-man box. They know you're running it to the right. And they're just like, okay, I mean, let's run it again.
I don't know, man. It just seems like tackling Derrick Henry is not something that they're interested in doing.
Man,
and you know what? I don't blame them.
Dude, I care about my personal health.
Yeah, yeah.
I want a life after football. I don't want to tackle that.
But you know, I'm just
the one way ticket to CTE.
It is. You want a shorter career? Tackle Derrick Henry. But no, I think what's also just crazy is that I don't know. I think 9 times out of 10, Baltimore still wins this game. Like
9 times out of 10 is being pretty nice. I think it's like 7 out of 10.
Okay. I just think that it was very what? Baltimore had like 10 drops. Here's
Baltimore had like 7 drives that ended in 10.
Yeah. And they got a total of 0 points. I was just about to bring that up. So, Will Brinson from CBS Sports tweeted out, "Ravens had drives that end at the Titans 36, Titans 31, Titans 4, Titans 18, Titans 31, Titans 15, Titans 16, Titans 21 yard lines." And they finished with 12 points. And I think they were, like, one of the better teams in the red zone, I mean, most of the year.
They also failed 4 fourth-down conversions.
And 10 drops, I think, or 6 drops. But it was a lot of drops. I think one of the videos I saw was, like, a pass that hit Hayden Hurst right in the chest. And it was like, that's just the Baltimore Ravens night. Because they just had a bunch of drops. But, yeah, I mean, against New England, they made some red zone stands. And this one, they made a bunch of stands in their own possession, so are in their own territory. So,
I mean,
their defense is playing really well.
We kind of talked about this last week, but they're one win away from probably having the most impressive wins to make it to a Super Bowl ever.
Yeah,
and I mean, hell, like beating the Patriots,
they're gonna take out the top 3 teams in the AFC. Well,
potentially, the Chiefs are another animal, at least right now.
Well, no, you said if they make the Super Bowl, assuming that they make it. They take out the one
team. I don't know. The only other run that I could remember that was this impressive was that Ravens run where they beat New England and Denver on the road.
Because me and you had that debate on Saturday. Literally, yeah. What I brought up, the past 3 MVPs, if you of course include Lamar Jackson because he's going to win it, they would have beaten in this playoff run if they make it to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you beat that. So, all right.
I mean,
no, they're
that's damn impressive. Yeah.
Let's see if they continue when.
Yeah, I think we all want to see them in the Super
no.
Bowl.
Right? Oh, of course, man. I love you know last year's not. Super Bowl was such a fun one, man. I would love a repeat. I'll tell you this though. Everybody hated last year's Super Bowl. I have news for you. If we get Titans 49ers. Don't watch. Just,
oh my!
If you hated last year's, I enjoyed last year's, but I'm a Patriots fan. I had some sort of investment.
No, I think oh, Titans God, Packers would be the worst. We could actually get.
No. At least the Packers will try and score. The 49ers are going to try and keep this like a 9-3 game. 49ers
got some offense, man. I don't know what you're talking about. They score points.
They don't play to their offense.
The Packers don't play to their offense.
Yeah, they did against the Seahawks.
I'll just tell you this.
Not in the final 2 quarters.
Dude, no.
Hey, I saw some pretty impressive
Jimmy Garoppolo threw for 130. Look at these two. Look at this quarterback getting a big-ass contract and only being – Hey, Jimmy Garoppolo's in the Kirk Cousins tree of not being trusted by his team, but at least his team's winning. I'll give him that. I wouldn't back in New England though. I miss him.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of funny that, you know, you're paid what? He has like a $140 million contract, I want to say. His contract's pretty huge.
Something.
It's pretty huge when he got that extension and he's only having to throw like 11 he went like 11 to 19. I don't know. I really want to see I kind of curious to watch the Titans 49ers game now. I want to see the passing stats in those.
Combined.
We need Chiefs Niners.
I'll tell you this. No, I want.
Chiefs Packers. I think is the best.
Yeah, you know what we need.
It might be.
Niners Titans, might as well bring back the leather helmets. Play it in black and white.
Well, no, hang on. You say that. But if it's Chiefs Packers, you get a rematch of Super Bowl I in the 100th year of the NFL.
I saw a conspiracy theory that they're purposely doing that game. That's the end game that they want to do. The first Super Bowl. Even though,
of course, there's no evidence to support it.
But... No, I mean, I found it funny. I was gonna send it. I'm like, yeah.
Well, no, but no evidence. I support it. We can get into that.
Okay.
Oh, you're gonna be one of the people to bitch about. All
right. Get moving into on.
One side of it.
In the other AFC semifinal, the Houston Texans lose to the Kansas City Chiefs, 51-31 after this going on a 24-0 lead.
Probably the most wild playoff game you'll ever see.
It was funny because a friend of mine was like, "Oh, damn, it's over." I'm like, "No, don't. I'm not giving the Texans that much credit." And then, I was following along from this game from the NFL touchdowns at Twitter notifications.
You couldn't even watch it?
There wasn't anything to watch.
What do you mean?
I knew the Chiefs are going to win. I'm kidding. I wasn't able to. I tried to, but I was driving.
I've done it before. Don't do that, kids.
I've done it before, too.
Man, y'all are wild kids.
No,
I did get to watch the Texans get into their lead, and it was pretty funny because – just the Chiefs made a lot of mistakes to start off. Doesn't matter. That offense is absolutely insane.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, they scored, it was 40-something straight points, I believe. Unanswered points, at least.
Like 41 or something like that.
41
and
unanswered points.
28 points in the second quarter alone. Like... if you're losing 24-0 in the first half, how are you going to come back and then take the lead in the first half?
I mean, that's true. You going down 24-0 for any, but I think, I mean, for the most part, did any of you guys expect the Chiefs not to make some sort of comeback here?
I did, but the fact it happened so fast.
Yeah. That's fair. I think that none of us thought the Chiefs were. Now, we did have that little concern that, oh, no, we're going to get an AFC South championship,
tragic.
And it might as well.
Well, no, everyone on Twitter was literally just thinking, yeah, it's going to happen.
It's going to happen, and we're going to have to change it to Thursday night. It's the only fitting way.
And put it on NFL Network.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, that would, no lie, I kind of wish that happened. Wouldn't Mike Tirico be in the call for that? No. NBC doesn't do it. Fox does, my bad.
Joe Buck.
Oh, wait, Joe Buck. Yeah, Buck and Aikman would be there. They'd have to call both games, yep.
Get red-eyed Troy Aikman.
But, yeah, I mean, what happened, I guess, is the question for Texans.
The Texans Texaned.
But they Texaned hard. Like
they did.
Like,
yeah.
Bad.
It was an unprecedented level of Texans.
This was one of the worst playoff collapses. Not, of course, it's not the worst. I'm just saying one of the worst that I've seen.
Hey, I'm pretty sure like one of those Jim Kelly era Bills teams caused one of like the worst collapses, if I remember correctly.
But
NFL history.
What
horrible.
Makes this collapse even worse is the fact not only did they blow the lead, they got blown out in the process of blowing the lead. How does that happen? How do you do that? How do you go up 24-0 and lose the game by 20 points? It's not possible, man.
How do you allow the home team not to have any fireworks at the end of the game, is my question.
Like, if a coach is going to get fired for losing a divisional game, this is how it happens. I'm not
but
saying
I think,
he will,
oh,
but
no,
this is
you
how
gotta
it happens.
You got to fire Bill O'Brien. You got to fire
Bill
O'Brien.
Yeah, no. Bill O'Brien's got – I mean, he's done a decent job, but, like, he's – they don't even have a GM. That's kind of one of the funny things. But so if they fire him, now they're out of a GM and a head coach. So – it's a lot of people you got to hire. I think for me, the craziest thing is that, you know, I remember reading that there's like a fourth and one or something like that, that the Texans decided to kick a field goal instead of going for a touchdown. I don't know what the score would have been at that point. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Nothing at that point. I didn't disagree with the call to get the field goal.
But what I'm saying is it isn't that funny. That just shows how crazy of a game this is where – you know, you're up 21 points and you're being judged for not, you know, going for
I'll
it.
I'll tell you where the game turned is when they went for it on – it was a fake punt. I forget how much time was left, but they still had a pretty good lead at that point, and they get stopped in their own territory. And from that point, the Chiefs just freaking blew them out.
Why would you choose to be bold in your own territory?
when you're not willing to go for fourth and one in the opposing territory.
It's Bill O'Brien, I'll tell you that.
It was a makeup call.
I mean, but that just describes this Kansas City Chiefs offense to where, you know, if you're up 21-0 against any team, I don't care what team you are. You know, for the most part, you're confident you have that game.
Mm-hmm.
But against the Chiefs, I mean, they can just – it's just the Chiefs' offense is literally just – can be one play, just a pass to Mecole Hardman or Tyreek Hill, and they just take it for a touchdown.
It's
so
crazy.
It's they're extremely explosive, and they showed us why you know, they're, I think, the best team left in the playoffs.
I'd agree with that. And should we move on?
Yeah. All right. The Seattle Seahawks traveled to Lambeau on January and a cold December or cold January away playoff game
in Lambeau.
To the Packers.
The frozen tundra.
The frozen tundra. Lose 28-23.
Fuck
them. Yeah, Nick hates Seattle. Oh, man.
Fuck them.
So I will say I really only paid attention to this game during the second half. So I'm just going to throw that out there. But Seahawks made it interesting towards the end. In typical Seahawk fashion, Nick was shitting
his pants
out.
Why do they do that, man? Why do they do that? Like, why can't they play in the second half like they do the first half? Would be nice.
Yeah, and they can't use the excuse that it's early in the Western time zone because it was a 6 o'clock game. So I don't know. It's a good question.
What's crazy is that, man, Davante Adams was open the whole fucking game.
Yeah, he's probably the best receiver Rodgers has ever worked with.
Ah, damn. Can't believe you'd say that when Jordy Nelson lives.
I mean, nah. I mean, Davante Adams is better than Jordy Nelson. I'll say that right now.
No, yeah, he definitely is.
I don't know, man. I think my main takeaway is that
Davante
Adams, the Seahawks got hosed.
I'm not gonna go that far.
How exactly?
I'm not gonna go that far.
They didn't get hosed, but it was a first down.
I think if you play,
beneficial calls go the Packers' way this season at home in terms of them spotting the football.
Wait,
so
the home team gets the benefit of the doubt on the call. That hasn't been a thing since
forever. Oh, man. Hey, look, Hayden, as much as I want to make the argument as the person who supports the Seahawks here, I'm not doing it because I've seen various times where the home team, it doesn't matter. If you're the home team, you're going to get that call.
I'm just saying the Packers got the benefit of the call.
I don't know. There was a certain angle that made it look like it wasn't a first down, but then Devontae, I think, was it Devontae that posted a picture of the actual,
That line on TV is not accurate. If you look, it was almost a yard farther forward than the actual first
down. But there's an official and an unofficial chain, so was they referencing the official chain or the unofficial chain?
The only chain they had a shot of. They don't have a camera on the other
one. So which one was the official one?
Don't ask me.
Am I the only one that finds it funny that old men
that far off?
That old men with chains are the guys dictating how what's a first down and what's not. We have all this damn technology and
it's people with chains. Yeah, I mean,
bro, I mean, like,
and like we've seen in certain games, like the Panthers Bucks game, where literally one of the refs threw it to the other one, and he took like a step forward and gave the Panthers the first down. It's just, it's crazy, the fact on just how they measure these first downs when it's a critical part of the game.
It's just so funny, man. In a sport with review and all this bullshit, they can't get it right. Because they don't want to get it right. I don't know.
And what was this additional footage?
I'm still waiting to hear how the Seahawks got
No, Hayden's the one saying they got hosed.
You it was Cleet Blakeman. He's going to do something wrong.
My stance is that the Seahawks should have played well in the first half, and you don't get hosed in the second if you start off well.
You want to talk about bad officiating decisions. What happened with that fumble on the first Seahawks play? With no clear recovery? Okay.
I will say this, though.
Of Shannon Sullivan cradling the ball.
Seeing on Twitter people giving love to Russell Wilson because this...
Oh, that doesn't happen every single week.
It doesn't, but his team doesn't deserve to be his...
He was their whole team.
He's their whole team, and he's incredible.
Okay.
I love him.
I mean, he's the reason this game is close, if we're being honest. The Packers definitely are the better team. It's just, man, Russell Wilson.
When you're a one-man team, it's hard to win playoff games.
Rodgers shown us that for years.
Yeah. You get into Rodgers' playoff history pre this year.
Okay, let's stop making excuses for Aaron Rodgers.
But Russell Wilson. It's an excuse for Aaron Rodgers. That seems that's how it usually goes.
That's how it's going right now. So,
hey, yeah, I'm with Hayden here. Let's do. Hey, I'm with you. Fuck Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
yeah.
Man. Y'all just mad you don't have any quarterbacks, I guess.
I do.
Hey, I have like three quarterbacks. Six rings. Okay, so you know
that are also that combined. Hey, couldn't hold
Tom Brady, six rings, baby. We're out here. The GOAT, greatest QB of all time. Peyton Manning can suck a dick.
Oof. It's
Drew. I mean, it's okay to be wrong.
Drew Brees. Okay. Drew Brees overrated as fuck, letting his team down.
You can be wrong all you want. That's okay.
Is there any other takes? Patrick Mahomes regressed this year, so he's trash. Russell Wilson hasn't won a playoff game or important playoff games since that Super Bowl run. Are there any quarterbacks I'm missing? Help me.
No.
Okay. Oh, Carson Wentz blows. They're in the NFC Championship. Can't stay healthy. Yeah, I think that's covered all the good quarterbacks.
Are you done?
Yeah, I think I covered all. I just said I was just trying to cover all the good quarterbacks.
You done?
No, you didn't say Lamar Jackson, did you?
Oh, hey, Lamar Jackson can't racist, throw for shit.
Racist.
Can't win 2-0-2 in the playoffs. Racist. Sucks. Clay Travis is the GOAT.
Why do you hate black people so much?
Colin Cowherd's the GOAT. They called it. Bill Polian knows more than the rest of us. Overrated as fuck.
Oh my gosh.
Follow them. Hey, go follow Colin Cowherd. 0-10 in the playoffs. Clay Travis can suck a dick, but go follow him too. He knows what's up. Oh my gosh. Go follow, what's his name? Whitlock from Fox Sports.
Ew.
He's the GOAT. He knows what he's talking about. Best sports analyst on the planet, Jason Whitlock.
Are you done now?
Yes, I'm done now.
You have any other FS1 personalities you want to get through?
Joy Taylor's the GOAT.
And nobody wants to
Krista Thompson, the GOAT. congrats to Jimmy Johnson.
All right, Johan, you got it? You got everyone down?
Okay. We're good.
So
Troy Aikman, the GOAT! Okay. Now that's good. That's good.
Okay, so the Packers from the NFC Championship game. They're playing at the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, well, first, the Sunday game. 3:05, Miami time. The Tennessee Titans traveled to the Kansas City Chiefs.
This is the correct order.
Really? Oh, the Packers played first?
Chiefs are 7.5-point favorites at home.
Ooh, it says 7 for me, Johan. I don't know where you're getting your sources from.
The score.
Ooh, well, the score is off.
Yeah. Well, you know, different places have different odds. Just waiting for...
Mom has different odds.
Wow. Okay. 52.5. What the fuck is that? 52.5?
Ooh, I see 53, so I don't know what's going on there.
Okay. That's a hot... Nobody else finds that really, really high. Like,
considering the Chiefs scored 51 on their own last week, you could say it's low.
Last time they played 35-32, Tennessee won. I don't remember.
I can't recall
if those were the Matt Moore games.
Mahomes, that was his first game back, and then like the Titans blocked the field goal that would have won it for the Chiefs, and then like I think returned it for a little bit and got it in their territory or something. And then the Titans kicked the field goal to win. Something like that happened.
Kansas City, the 26th ranked rushing defense, going against Derrick Henry.
See, Johan, that's why it's so high. Neither team, they're not going to stop each other. But you could also argue the Titans could control the ball for a lot of the game and keep it low scoring. So,
but
I think my thing is this.
I don't think Kansas City really needs the ball that much to score. They don't. They want the ball, but they're the most explosive offense I've seen in my time watching football.
Let's be honest, the Chiefs are probably going to win this game.
But I mean, do the Titans deserve a real chance? They've proved us wrong against the Patriots, and they proved us wrong against the Ravens.
Do they deserve it? Sure. Am I going to give it to them? Probably not.
Is it close? I think this is the kind of game where I think Ryan Tannehill is actually going to have to do something.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Because
the Baltimore one, I mean, that's they couldn't do much on Baltimore and New England couldn't do anything on offense. Completely different reasons, but there wasn't much offensive productivity from those two sides. And, you know, when your defense is able to contain a team, you don't have to do much. And this game, I don't see them being able to contain the Kansas City offense. Now that, you know, Damon Williams is healthy and they have all the receivers. I don't know if is Kelsey is it wasn't Kelsey hurt for a little?
I think he missed a few. Yeah, but he came
for the most part. He came back in. He's fine. The Kansas City offense is in. You know, Patrick Mahomes is good, or he's back. You know, as opposed to their first matchup. So, you know, it's a lot different.
I mean,
than the first
could Tennessee night. Be burnt out though? Because they didn't get the bye, and they've had to play some pretty tough games. So, it could factor into it.
They could, but literally, you win this one, you get a bye week. I think that's the thing. You know, you just win this
Can
one.
Can you wear out Derrick Henry? Is that possible?
No, but
we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I still think he's gonna have a big game. I don't think he's gonna run for 180. I think what's gonna be
if interesting Derrick is, Henry is held under 100 yards, the Titans for sure lose. No doubt.
Right? No, they do. They're gonna lose. But the thing is that I don't know how big of a game Derrick Henry's gonna have because I just think that this Kansas City offense, you know, could get on a big run. You know. The Titans have been pretty good in their own territory, but there's nothing that a Tyreek Hill bomb can't do. Mm-hmm. I just think that the explosiveness of this team isn't the same as like what Baltimore's offense is. I just think that this team's really explosive compared to like the teams they faced in the last two playoff games. To where, you know, if you stop the Baltimore offense, you know, if you make Lamar Jackson throw, you have a better
easier
chance.
Easier said than done, though. No, the Ravens were a pretty badass offense.
No,
the whole
you're
year.
Right. You're right. But they had a lot. But they made a lot of mistakes, is what I'm saying. Like Baltimore made a lot of mistakes, and you played really well against New England. I'm not going to take away anything from the New England game. They played, but I just think in this one, you know, I just think that the explosiveness of the Kansas City Chiefs offense is just what's going to be the game changer.
It should definitely be too much, but, like, how many times can you find underestimating the Titans? That's all I'm saying. Like,
no, that's true. Nick, you got anything?
But I'm picking the Chiefs, so I underestimate them again.
Chiefs going to win this. The Magic's up.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I feel like it's going to be a late Ryan Tannehill turnover or something. That's what I'm getting.
So you expect it to be you expect it to be close.
Yeah, pretty close. No, I think it's going to be, like, they're going to need a touchdown plus a two-point to tie, or maybe a touchdown to tie.
I'm thinking like a 10-point game at the end.
That's what I was
maybe the Chiefs
say.
Take a field goal at the end just to put it a double-digit deficit. And yeah,
that's what I was gonna say. I think 10 points is a. I'll be fair to the Titans. Say
so
that
take the over on the line. By the way, that's what we're saying. But don't bet your house on it.
Yeah, that
because you guys have probably lost all your
only
houses.
Bet your house if I no because I've been right on almost all mine.
That 52.5 line is crazy though, man. That's I don't know what they're expecting from this game with that.
Some offensive fireworks.
Yeah, but I don't know.
All right, I think we should move on.
All right. The battle of the fraudulent teams from Johan's book. The Green Bay Packers travel to Santa Clara.
Yeah, you're calling them frauds. You also picked the Chargers to go undefeated.
I had a lot of bad
picks.
Johan,
wrong California team. Wrong one.
The Packers play the 49ers. 7.5-point favorites, the 49ers are.
That line seems pretty high.
Over under 45. So the last time they played.
Nick, do you want to remind us what happened?
Well, no, hold up.
It's one of those games.
Hayden,
you know?
It would have hit bad. Exactly. The line is exactly how many points they hit last game.
But they're, you made the argument it was in California, so it's okay. But now you play in California again. So.
Yeah, we'll see. History does not treat Aaron Rodgers well, especially at San Francisco. I think he's only won once.
Like in his career?
Yeah.
Oh,
and I believe the one was a very, very ugly win.
Alex Smith days or?
No.
Okay. Wow.
God, CJ Beathard?
That would have been like 2 years ago, wouldn't it have?
No, I want to say it was the 2015 season where they got absolutely slaughtered by the Falcons. I think it was that year.
That would have been 2016 if you're thinking about like in the NFC Championship.
Maybe. It was some fugly scoreline, like 39-37. Mm. It was some gay score like that.
So,
Nick,
so
are you nervous? about this game.
I'm nervous. You see me watch Packer games, dude. I get nervous for a regular season.
Well, okay, are you Hayden, scared I'd like to tell you, of the I'm, Niners?
Look, but, hey,
am I scared?
Nick, forgive Hayden. He hasn't seen his team play a lot of playoff games.
Shut the fuck up, Johan.
I mean, I don't understand the joke.
Hey, I'm just saying. If being honest, the Packers haven't made it until this year, until like a couple years. So, you know,
like 3 years ago.
And anybody who has to argue rings or playoff records doesn't have a real argument. So. Oof.
I'm just saying.
I'm siding with you, Hayden. Jesus.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Johan, what are you getting at?
You know what? No.
Will Davante Adams be as open?
Yeah, get him, Johan.
Will Davante Adams be as open this game as he was?
No.
Alan Lazard breakout game.
Alan Lazard
they're gonna fucking need it, man.
I'm just wondering what the Packers are gonna need to do because that scoreline
what they need to do?
Score the ball.
Pray.
Is
score, get more points.
Move the game to Lambeau.
Alan Lazard needs to play well. Jimmy Graham needs to show up. Aaron Jones is going to have to run like a madman on crack. And the defense is going to have to put some pressure on Jimmy G. It's going to take a lot, but it's not going to be as bad as it was last time. I don't think it can be.
You hope not.
No,
hope not.
Dude, when I watched that last one, I got – it was a rough one, man. That last time they played.
Exactly.
Like –
if
I'm pretty
bad,
sure I actually watched that full game. I don't know why. I think
the way you put that is like where everything that could go wrong does go wrong. That's how you described that last game. So
that was last game.
Just one of those games. One of those games.
We'll see. Aaron Rodgers.
If you get blown out, it's not as bad. So I guess if you want the Packers to go down,
don't put me through the torture of losing on like a Hail Mary or some dumb shit like that. If you're gonna lose, just lose it the first quarter, please. I'm not trying to be emotionally invested in this shit show for 4 hours only to lose.
What are the chances we get GOAT Aaron Rodgers to show up?
Zero. Five.
I don't know. I kind of want to see.
I think it's decently high because that's what's going
to
happen.
I kind of like to see Aaron Rodgers give us one of those GOAT performances.
He made like a one quarter appearance last
just
year.
Just to show us that he's still around.
I mean, he played pretty damn well last year.
No, not in the second half.
I mean, look, for me,
those are some pretty third down.
I call them frauds.
Except for one of them.
If Rodgers can show up and be GOAT,
I don't know what you're
GOAT Aaron,
you know
exactly Rod- Aaron Rodgers these next two games, I greatly appreciate it. Just because I'd love to see Chiefs 49ers play. I think that'd be a fun one if Mahomes and Rodgers can be on their A games.
You said Chiefs 49ers, and then you said Mahomes and Rodgers.
Chiefs Packers. I'd like to see Chiefs Packers, and I'd like to see Mahomes and Rodgers.
For the love of God, give me the Titans, please.
Titans ain't gonna win.
God, I hope they do.
Well, y'all gotta win then. I'm telling you, man, if we get Titans 49ers, Roger Goodell is gonna be like, nope. Hey, run that shit back next week. Instead of the Pro Bowl, it's part two. At that point, we'll know. He'll be like, nope, we're not doing this. Those Super Bowl ads are going to be cheap on the cheap.
You know, they actually already sold out of the Super Bowl ads, so everyone who paid is going to get fucked.
Oh, they're going to be pissed. Now we're all going to be
all the execs
are
cheering
for, sure.
for the Chiefs, man. They'll be throwing watch parties.
Over under on how many people prefer the Clydesdales over watching Derrick Henry run.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, all right. So I'm guessing I'm going to predict that the Packers pull this one out. I think that it –
No, fuck you.
I want them to win this one.
No, get out. You pick the 49ers.
I'm picking the Chiefs and the 49ers.
I already feel it.
Ben.
I am going to pick the 49ers. because if you want me honestly to say that this is how Aaron Rodgers has been an underdog by seven or more four times in his career. All four games they've lost in a tragic way. It was the Rams in – whatever year Ty Montgomery fumbled the kickoff and lost in the game.
Wasn't that like 2 years ago?
I think it was 2 years ago, yeah. In that game, the 2014 championship game where they blew it to the Seahawks.
They were a 7-point underdog that game? Wow.
They were 8 points underdog, actually. Yeah.
Led most of the way.
The divisional round to the Cardinals and where the double Hail Mary lost in overtime and I forget the other one. All four have been tragic losses. So that's what I expect.
So let's make it 5-5.
I expect to lose.
Right?
I expect to be down 7. They score the touchdown with 1 second left on a Hail Mary and then convert to 2-point. to win the game. That's, you know, that's what I expect. I expect to get fucked that badly.
Or it could play into your favorite overtime rules where Aaron Rodgers doesn't even touch the ball.
I've seen that play out too many times. I'm numb to it at this
you
point. I expect to lose in overtime.
What about Aaron Rodgers? We're not allowed to have the ball in overtime. Safety in the game. That'd be a new,
why can't they change the playoff rules, man? Aaron Rodgers throws the ball. Why can't they change the overtime rules? At least the playoffs, you know.
Because their rules are shit and they don't know how to govern an actual sport.
They're doing something right, though. It's the most popular sport in America, so.
Come on, man. It's 16 games. You either watch that or baseball. You ever watch baseball? A regular season? You ever watch baseball in May, Hayden?
Yes. No.
It is horrendous because there's nothing.
Unless you go to a game. That's the only.
No. Going to Braves games are fun.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you go. Yeah.
But other than that, man.
49ers are going to win.
You're smoking crack if you're telling me you want me to watch freaking, like.
You literally see people asleep in the crowd during these baseball games.
A Mariners Royals.
All right, hang on. We're talking about NFL postseason, not May baseball. Let's get back on track.
My bad. But, yeah. Also.
I haven't made my pick yet. Am I allowed to make this pick?
Go ahead.
Nope.
Okay. It's going to be the Niners. And I think it's going to be – I don't know if it's going to be close or not, but the Niners are going to pull it out. I just think they're overall the better team. And the Packers haven't beaten anyone good yet. So, yeah.
Ooh. Hey, I'm happy to see I'm the only one pulling for the Packers in this one.
You're not pulling for the Packers. Nick picks against the Packers because that's what he does. Because
every time I pick them, they lose.
I know. That's why.
All right, so what you're saying is that we all go for the Jinx.
Beat nobody good. My left.
Well, I was hoping we would all pick the Packers let's go for jinx them that way. But
No. Yeah, but like we want a good Super Bowl matchup. Hey, Nick can be as stressed as he wants.
But I don't want the Packers in the Super Bowl.
Wait, so hang on. The Seahawks not a good team?
They're not the best right now.
Russell Wilson's the GOAT. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
Second GOAT. GOAT Jr. Tom's GOAT. What was I gonna say? Okay. So you don't want the Packers to win, but you're picking the 49ers. Why aren't you jinxing then?
You can only do so many jinxes. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just picking what I feel because I'm hoping Nick...
Because he's a sad little man.
Double jinxes himself.
Okay, so what we're going to do right now is we're going to reverse jinx. I'm picking.
You better hope the Packers don't lose because you're going to get physically abused.
All right. I'm picking the San Francisco.
I'm going to hit you like your father wishes you could.
This is my third time flipping the pick. I'm picking the San Francisco 49ers to win this game.
Ooh, you know what would be a good jinx? I just picked the Packers in a rout. No way the Packers lose this game.
Oh, you whore, man.
No way.
I hate you.
Oh, my. Yeah, it's going to be blowout city.
We have no
Jimmy Garoppolo sucks. It's going to be blowout. Aaron Rodgers versus Jimmy Garoppolo? What could go wrong? Like, of course Aaron Rodgers is the better quarterback. He should win, right?
Your words mean nothing.
Oh, man.
Because you have no
Packers
honor.
In a route.
I just don't want to see the 49ers in a Super Bowl.
Because you don't want to be called out in the podcast for being a bum.
Who, me? Yeah, I've been called out on this podcast enough.
I can't wait till they win the Super Bowl. And then it's just going to be like, we need to find
a
49ers.
No, I can't have one of these teams win it. I called them bad all year long.
The Niners are my pick to win it if the Packers can't. That's who I want.
I can't believe I must be. I'm begging Patrick Mahomes. I'm on my knees begging Patrick Mahomes to deliver a championship.
Okay. Oh, it's gonna be Tannehill, man. That's gonna have to deliver it to beat one of these teams. So good luck with that.
Oh. Wow,
Johan, you probably jinxed these teams into this game, so they can probably thank you.
I most likely did. I'm picking the Titans and the 49ers to win this. Let me reverse.
It's going to be real funny if the Packers miss Super Bowl and I get to yell at you guys for like however long.
Fuck, you're right. All right.
I'm picking the Packers to win as well. Why are you
picking?
I will both verbally
I'm picking the Packers to win.
I am suffering.
I will hit you so hard with my chunk list across your face, Hayden. You're going
to
have.
I'm picking the Packers to win. I think they're going to win.
The Tennessee Titans.
Your jinxes don't mean anything if they come with somebody with no self-respect, Hayden.
Oh, ouch. I'm picking the Green Bay Packers to win. Titans-Packers Super Bowl. It's my lock of the week.
Packers in a route, Johan?
Locks of the week. Packers in a route.
All right. I like it. I like it. Jimmy Garoppolo,
Aaron Rodgers is going to throw for 500 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Oh, so now if I pick the Packers in a route, it undoes the jinx. So.
All right, guys. It's been another episode of This Corner Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Packers in a route, baby.
We'll see y'all next
time. I pick the 49ers.
Repeat of the 29ers.
I pick the 49ers.
No pun. Jimmy Garoppolo throws
for 500 yards.
Underdogs in every postseason game.